Technology is really changing the game in safety. It's going to help us in our plan to liberate the information of safety and bring it to the masses.
Wow, that is Jamie Young. He is COO and co-founder of Safopedia. And you know what he's passionate about? You got it. Safety, your safety, and you getting home at night with your family safely. You can go out to safopedia.com, find out more, and you know how much it's going to cost you? Nothing. It's free. Can you believe that? Let's get on with the interview and talk to Jamie Young with Safopedia.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, it's that time again. We are talking industrial, industrialtalk.com. My name is Scott McKenzie. So glad that you are here. Thank you very much for joining. We've got an incredible interview. As you can tell by the tease that we had at the beginning, Jamie Young, he's a rock star in safety, no doubt about it. In his business, safopedia.com, that's a great location for all things safety. They are passionate. So let's get on with the interview and get on with the show. Yeah, here in Louisiana, I think winter is over and it's hot again. It's amazing, you know. Winter was so fast. But anyway, thank you very much for joining once again. And it's interesting. So we're going to be going down the road. Of course, we're going to do the tailgate talk. But because we are interviewing Jamie Young, it's more applicable ever today. So let's get going.
Tailgate talk number one.
Okay, you've heard me talk a lot, and I mean a lot, about Reliability Web. And the reason I talk about Reliability Web is because they're very passionate. If you are, once again, in the reliability space, maintenance, asset management, that is the place to go. They keep that website up to date with the latest content that's associated with reliability, asset management, and so on. But you know what the best part about it is? And I want you to get your calendar out. They have events, and those events are wonderful. The team at Reliability Web are passionate about what they do, and they put on great events. So the first event I want you to put on your calendar, of course, is the Reliability Conference, and that is in Bellevue, Washington. Now, that's Seattle. Yeah, that's Seattle. But that's May 6th through the 10th. Fantastic event. I went to the one in Vegas. It's phenomenal. And not only that, so that's May 6th through the 10th, and not only that, they also provide certification training. And there's one coming up on March 18th and the 22nd. And I know it's soon, but it's in Fort Myers. And I was very fortunate to be at the one in Fort Myers at the end of January. And boy, I'm telling you, man, it was a fantastic program. And we dove deep into reliability. So once again, if you're a reliability professional, if you're a maintenance professional, if you're an asset management professional, you got to go to reliabilityweb.com because they know what they're doing, and you will not be disappointed.
Number two.
Okay, a couple of things out on industrialtalk.com. One, we've got the Industrial Academy, and really what I'm trying to build up at that particular location is courses being taught by professionals that are specific to industry. And it spans from leadership all the way to technology and everything in between. I'm passionate about, of course, leadership as well as marketing, branding, you know, all of the stuff's associated with sales. But go out there, look around. That's under Industrial Academy at industrialtalk.com.
Number three.
And I've been producing a lot of six-minute podcasts. And once again, they're focused on sales, industrial leadership, industrial branding. And they're out at industrialtalk.com. Go to Industrial Dojo, and you'll see the whole series, and it's all out there. Take it. We're always 100% dedicated to your success and building your industrial legacy. Okay? That's it. Got that all taken care of. We're going into Jamie Young. So Jamie and I go way back, but what makes him so unique and special, he's very entrepreneurial, but what he has identified, once again, is the necessity to have a single location with the latest in safety material content and But if you go to safopedia.com, I don't do it justice. My words don't do it justice because I look at it and it just keeps on changing. It keeps on evolving. They continue to just, they're passionate about safety. And for me, as the host of Industrial Talk, I was honored. I couldn't believe it. And as I go out there and I said, okay, Jamie, what are we talking about? What's the cost? What's the catch? And he goes, nah, it's free. If you're a safety professional, I don't care what you are. I mean, if you want to learn about that, if you're in college and getting into safety, this is an incredible location and it's online. It's all online. And they have everything that you possibly can imagine. But without me saying it, I'm tired of talking about it because I'm just, you know, I'm starstruck because I'm into technology and this is an incredible platform. So instead of listening to me, let's get on with Jamie Young. He is the COO and co-founder of that incredible site called Safopedia. So enjoy the conversation. All right, welcome Jamie Young from Safopedia. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. So glad that you are here. How are you doing?
I couldn't be better. Thank you, Scott, for having me on. Could not be better.
Yeah, we've been having some technical issues as well as we've got the giggles going on here, but that's okay. We can overwhelm the. We can make it through there, my friend. So it doesn't really matter. It's a podcast, and everybody understands the realism in it. So for our listeners, Jamie, what fascinates me about this conversation, not only your background, but really the taking of technology and marrying it to a very important subject matter called safety, of course. But let's dive in a little bit about where you came from and your background so that the listeners know where we're going. And then we're going to get into the technology of safety.
Yeah, cool. Background really is started in the construction sector, industrial construction, born and raised in Edmonton. We've got the big oil sands operation in northern Alberta. So just made sense to go and try it out for a summer. Got hooked really in the cost management space. And yeah, never turned back, got into the software space, doing the cost control and managing all those costs on those mega projects. And one thing kept rearing its ugly head. And there was only one thing more important than the cost or the money. And that was safety. And, you know, sat on a couple of different safety committees along with our Scott Cuthbert, my business partner at Safopedia and co-founder. And he was kind of doing a parallel journey like I was, worked with many different contractors. And everyone seemed to be saying the same thing, that safety was the most important thing, but if only there was one place to go and get that information. So Scott's brainchild driving home from Fort McMurray one day was, Safopedia, what if there was a place? So he and I ended up before that having another software company, managing costs, helping out contractors and oil and gas companies out there. That's where we met during that journey down in Atlanta, Georgia at Georgia Power. And yeah, as Scott and I continued on, we decided to take the leap and jump in both feet with Safopedia, met our third partner, Corey Jansen. He had something called Investopedia and really had some tremendous success with that and figured he could do it again a lot more efficiently and better than the last time. The internet changes year over year, and 2008 was a long time ago to have an internet success. So yeah, so here we are. We're about 4 years in, and it's growing and things are great, and we're reaching a lot of people out there.
Now, what fascinates me is that I always like to go past, present, future, where you see this going. One of the things that I've dealt with in the past is, of course, a level of safety continuity, if that is even a term. If you want to put that as a definition, we can define it right now out on your website because you have a list of definitions out there. But that safety continuity of when I'm ever at a site, it was always, how do I get that information? Where do I go get that information? Do I go over here? Do I surf over here? And how do I stay current? How do I get the latest and greatest on lockout, tagout, fire prevention, whatever it is? Because the majority of the time, Jamie, that much of the safety material information within an organization has tend to be somewhat static. And as you know, because you you live, breathe, eat safety, there's this constant evolution of improvement. And in the past, I see that it's been more static. Now you're using technology to really push that envelope and get the latest and greatest information. Can you sort of expand a little bit upon that?
Yeah, that is one of the biggest challenges. If you're in the industrial sector and know anything about safety, even processes and procedures in general, historically, and even to this day and age, today, you'll see that three-ring binder up on the shelf with the policies and procedures and the, you know, what to do in case of. So really trying to pull that data out, keep it current, even keep it peer-reviewed. Education can solve problems. And when the guy is out in the field and he needs an answer, you know, again, cost and time are two of the most important things in the world, but safety is even more important than those. So, you know, for him to get at that information on how to be safe and do the right thing at the right time and find that information, there's not a lot of time to find the right information. And to have the most up-to-date information is of paramount importance. So that really is what we're trying to do, is bring that information, the current information, as close to the user in the field as possible.
What do you deal with a situation where, let's say I have that three-ring binder, it sits on my, you know, bookshelf, and it's, you know, it's, it is what it is, and it hadn't been updated forever, and yet I have a situation out in the field, and how do you bring the ability to be able to access the information on Safepedia current with that static information? Do you ever have conversations with companies that say, hey, that thing's static, we're dynamic, what do we need to do?
You know, we don't personally have those conversations, but through what we're trying to do is we are trying to have that conversation. So through Safepedia itself, through Safepedia and our social media presence, we're trying to have those conversations and bringing the safety professionals. At the end of the day, you know, my background is in cost management. That's my expertise from a construction perspective. Yep. Now I'm an online publisher. At no point in my history have I been a safety expert or safety professional. So what my role now is to bring those 200 or 2,000 or 2 million safety professionals together and start the conversation or help start the conversation and try and bring the answers out of that conversation so everybody can share those best practices going forward. So to get it from binder to, you know, current best phase of the process is a challenge. And I do, the one funny thing about Safepedia is it's never done, you know, so it's a constant continuous improvement conversation that we're trying to help facilitate.
I don't know how you keep that hold of that tiger, because you know as well as I do, it's global. There's manufacturers, there's industry all over the world. There's they do it this way over here and that way over there, and but everybody's overall goal is to make the environment safer and to allow the employee, the worker, the individual to come home safe at night. And it being an old utility lineman, that book was gospel, but that's in the past. I guarantee it, right. It has changed dramatically over the years that I've not done. How do you take a massive site like Safepedia with incredible content all the time and sort of go back and then update? And how do you do that? How do you document control it, for lack of a better term?
Yeah. Great question. So one thing great to question. Note about Safepedia, of course, it was a great question. It was Scott McKenzie
with Industrial Talk, 100% devoted to your success. That's why we have Jamie Young on the podcast. There you go. That's your plug. The best place.
Thanks. So Safepedia is not a wiki. It's not a Wikipedia where the crowd can just get on there and, you know, update and put. We go through a pretty strict, thorough editorial process. So having our writers all have at least 15 years experience and background in safety, plus they're all good quality writers that our editors help vet. So we try to get the cream of the crop. So everything goes through that editorial process. We also try and write what we call evergreen content. So we're not a news site, we're an educational site. Realizing that standards do change, we do have a quarterly process where editorial will go through, everything's tagged in the background. So as we look at the legislative tags, we can go back through and monitor what's updated from OSHA or ANSI and monitor those changes. Dovetailing into, it is global, and that is a challenge. Not only is it global, but safety has a million different things to think about. There's products, there's training, there's legislation, there's professionals, there's symbols, there's and it goes. There's industry. Like, safety is a part of everything. So trying to, you know, you sit down at the computer and you're like, I'm gonna get some Safepedia going, and you're ready to go on the keyboard, and where do you start? And I joked with you the other day about eating an elephant in one bite. Well, this is a blue whale. You have to figure out what you're trying to do, who is your audience, who is your subset or niche of that audience, and then nobody likes to talk about it, but you also have to have an idea of how do you keep this thing going. Our goal is to liberate the knowledge and keep it free forever for the end user, but that takes time and effort and resources and cost. So how do you, you know, what are your revenue sources? So how does everybody win? So partnering up with who to present educational content to who is a big part of our question. On a weekly basis, we do that.
Hang tight. We're going to have to take a break right now. I am talking to, Industrial Talk is talking to, Jamie Young. He is the COO and co-founder of Safepedia. And if you're out on the video, you'll see the whole information out there. I'm telling you, man, Jamie, I'm very fascinated by technology and how your company is really changing the way they look at safety. So we're going to be talking a lot about more of this on the other side. So stay tuned. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
There is only one place I go when I'm interested in learning about reliability, asset management, and maintenance, and that is ReliabilityWeb.com. Their platform, their focus, their commitment to reliability is second to none. They want to build a culture of reliability in your organization, and they provide the content to support that. Go out to ReliabilityWeb.com, reach out to them. You will not be disappointed. If you're an asset management, maintenance, a reliability professional, this is the only place for you to go. That's ReliabilityWeb.com. They're building a culture of reliability. Right, welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We are talking with Jamie Young, and we're just diving deep into Safepedia, the product that is really, from a technology perspective, I'm telling you, I'm excited about it because I've lived through both sides, a static type of safety environment versus something that is more dynamic. And as we continue to sort of evolve in the industrial space, platforms like this are going to be even in more greater need. Now, Jamie, do you just focus on a certain segment? What do you guys, what What does this platform really focus in on?
Yeah, great question, and really
you Apple polisher, come on.
Yeah, no, it is a great question, and I'm not just saying that because it's Scott McKenzie on Industrial Talk, but
give 100% of my effort to your success.
We have that conversation almost on a daily basis. So we are Safopedia, and we are catering towards environmental health and safety. Well, that's unlimited. Again, trying to boil the ocean. So where do you start? So for now and for the foreseeable future, Safopedia really has focused on the industrial, primarily construction, but more the industrial sector safety. So while we have many definitions in the environmental sector, we will talk a little bit about, you know, in fact, there's an article up on Safopedia right now talking about automotive lift inspections. So we do cover all aspects of safety, but our primary focus is the industrial construction or the industrial sector, oil and gas, energy,
That's a huge market. That is a huge market. And I can see a need to be able to sort of eventually evolve into other areas, but I'm telling you, I guarantee you that keeps you pretty busy.
Yeah. And how do you, when do you go into health? Honestly?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. And because how things are constantly evolving rapidly, owner of Safopedia, have to keep current with all that.
True.
So yeah. Now I want to make sure that everybody understands from an Industrial Talk perspective, this site is free. And when I say free, you can go out there and you can consume this content and be a part or get their newsletter, whatever. Is that an accurate statement?
100%. It'll always be free. It's literally one of our mission statements, free. The liberation of the information to make it free. Safety should be free. Everyone should understand the information so they can stay safe in their working environment.
I got to tell you, that's a powerful purpose. Now, as I look at the website, which you got to go out there, and that's safopedia.com. That's Safopedia.com. And the way it's laid out, it's screaming content. I mean, it's got, as I scroll, this is just the home page. Once again, you got the auto lift, you got PPE, you've got safety software, you got education hazards, so on and so forth, EHS. I don't know. I mean, how many articles do you guys publish a day?
One per day, definitely, but there is a backlog. So we try and keep it to, you know, we've got definitions, we've got safety meeting topics. You know, you're going into a safety meeting and what are you going to talk about today that you didn't talk about yesterday and the day before and the day before? So really putting those, we call them safety meeting topics or safety moments, toolbox talks, tailgate meetings. We've got a ton of those. From an article perspective, one a day. We've got tons of Q&As that are going up daily. Yeah, the safety meeting topics, same thing, webinars monthly. So yeah, there's a ton of content daily, and it's all educational.
Here's a scenario. Okay. Could I pull up your mobile version, right?
Yep.
And then I'm in the oil and gas. And before I start, I can go to Safopedia, find a topic, and communicate that before work begins. That might be specific to the work we're going to be doing.
True, yes.
See, that's powerful. That's powerful stuff. Now, I'm a big fan of education because that is something that, you know, can never be taken away from you. And what you and Safopedia provides is a priceless, and I mean priceless product that saves lives. So I'm looking on the website and what I see in the menus, topics, Q&As. What really fascinates me are the webinars. Tell us a little bit about those webinars. And it's right there. And in fact, I'm going to click on it because I can.
Oh, me too. I will also click on it. Yeah, webinars. What a better way to educate somebody, you know, in this day and age, it's video. We're always improving, but you know, someone reading an article, that's great, but having an expert deliver that content, my favorite part is the Q&A. It's easy to, you know, get stuck on transmit and present, you know, my view of the world for 30 minutes and nobody can talk back, so I'm the expert. The power comes when you get into the live Q&A sessions at the end of every webinar. Even allowing questions before the webinar to help drive the content of the webinar. To me, they're at least in my opinion, our best way of engaging with the audience and educating the audience.
And once again, if I wanted, I can see that I can join or I can just go to the webinar menu item, look at the webinars, and be able to just say, I want to participate, and then through that portal, be able to participate.
Correct.
And then you also have, through your newsletter, I would imagine, I see that there's pop-ups here. When I say pop-up, it's not a negative pop-up. It's just saying, hey, get the information, get on the mailing list so that you're aware of it. And because you guys are a free site, you're not sitting there going, hey, you know, buy this. You're just saying, hey, we've got a webinar coming up, or we've got this topic that is, you know, out there, whatever it might be. That is a valuable newsletter. I think that that's great, but that's how you can also join that way too, right?
100%. And again, you hit the nail on the head because it is and always will be free. So while we have members and subscribers, you know, having that audience allows us to keep it free. So every time somebody subscribes, that really is going towards keeping the information free forever. We do have sponsors, and thanks to them, it's a marriage. It has to be, you know, without the audience, we don't have sponsors. Without sponsors, we can't continue to generate all the free content. So having that, and it's always educational. That's one thing that differentiates us a little bit from other safety sites out there. We're not news. So if there's an explosion in, you know, Texas, we don't have that news on Safepedia. There are a million other news sites and other great safety publications out there that have that information on their site. We have also, our information is non-promotional. So there won't be an article writing about how this glove or that harness, safety harness, is better than the other one. We'll have, you know, customers sponsor an article, but, and you'll see their advertising around it, but the article itself is 100% educational. That is a mandatory part of working with us, that nobody can promote their stuff within the written education.
So in the case of, let's say, I'm looking out at webinars right now, this is sponsored by National Marker Company.
Correct.
But it's just sponsored by that. The content is all, you know, full of information to truly help you be safer in your, you know, work.
100%. So even National Marker, this is a good example. National Marker helped put together the presentation for Lockout Tagout. We had somebody from Safepedia, one of our safety experts, deliver the presentation because he's been training Lockout Tagout since 2009, and they sponsored it. The presentation nowhere says, hey, buy these labels or buy this floor tape or anything like that from National Marker. If you want to, of course, you can reach out to them, but nowhere is this a George Foreman, grill infomercial at any point.
Yeah, but what you represent is a truly noble purpose. And that purpose is to be able to provide this content for free, safety content for free, because you see the need to be able to provide this content to make sure that people get home. Now, the sponsors also sort of embrace that purpose, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think in this day and age, it's really become obvious to most people that the old way of selling doesn't work. So
no,
anybody can go online onto Google and like you're going to go buy a new phone or a new camera. You will do all your research before you do anything. If you're going to talk to a salesperson, you probably know more than that person does. You need a customer service representative, someone to help you to, you need answers to questions that you don't have, but you don't need someone to sell you something. You need someone to help you on your journey. So that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to help the audience or the end user along their journey. You know, some people, there's students that come to our site. They're just looking for educational purposes, help them write a paper.
Yeah.
And then there are people early, late stages of a buying journey that need to understand some information. You know, well, what glove do I really need to buy? What do I need to think about? Is it cut resistance, impact resistance, both, waterproof? Like, what am I looking for? We like to help on that journey. And then they're going to go and compare, you know, the 16 glove manufacturers and compare gloves, but they know they're looking for cut resistance A3, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I really love this purpose. I really do. And once again, it's not a difficult, I mean, you guys have really laid it out well. And once again, one of the things that is important is how easy can I get the information I need? And if it's difficult, I'm just going to try to find something else, right?
Right.
You guys have created quite the very nice tool for all the safety professionals out there. I really like it. And I mean, I went down here in the meeting topics. I guarantee you, I've had, countless meetings, and I'm scrambling to try to figure out topics. But if I go out here on meeting topics at Safepedia, I can find anything I want. Oh, there's behavioral safety. There's confined spaces. You have it all out there.
Yeah. And again, constant, never-ending improvement. So funny story. A few times now it's happened where, you know, being on LinkedIn and social media, one of us will share out an article or a definition. And sure enough, someone will come back and say, you know, sometimes more polite than others, but it's like, hey, I read your article and this is wrong, or this isn't how it works where I come from, or in Australia or the UK, right. Or, you know, it depends on the audience, and, or something is just wrong. And that is the most wonderful music to our ears, because we will go back, put it through editorial, take the feedback from John Smith out on LinkedIn, change the article. You know, we'll vet it. Not everyone, you know, an opinion is an opinion. We'll vet the request. If it does result in a change, we'll change up the content and let John Smith know, hey, John, awesome. Thank you. The audience makes the site better. And we're trying to make the site better too. As things change, the internet changes. 5 years ago, the site didn't even look the same. So the layout will always change, and it is all about the ease of use.
Yeah,
it's a tool for the end user.
Yeah. We're going to take a break right now. We are talking with Jamie Young, the COO and co-founder of Safepedia. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. We're going to figure out how to contact Jamie. And I think that if there's a to-do list, you need to get on Safepedia and root around a little bit. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back. Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. All right. Welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We are talking with Jamie Young, and he is, of course, the co-founder as well as COO of Safepedia. Okay, so you had me at Safepedia. So I'm a big fan of this platform. It doesn't sound as right, but I am a big fan. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing, what your purpose is. And what fascinates me more about the fact that you've done this, you're leveraging technology This has the ability to have tremendous long-term legacy and positive impact in the industrial market. That to me is a powerful purpose. I love it. Now,
thank you.
You need to tell us the best way to get a hold of you.
You can reach me through the website, contact us, email me directly, jyoung@safopedia.com. I'm all over LinkedIn, so just get on LinkedIn, Jamie Young, Safopedia. There I am. Happy to respond.
I'm telling you, one last value bomb. You safety people out there. Now, do you take in other type of topics, or is it specifically safety?
Right now, safety is best.
Okay.
Yes.
So you safety professionals out there, if you go to the website, safopedia.com, and then you just sort of navigate all the way to the right and you see more. And then you click on that little down arrow, and I'm looking at advertising information. Contact us. That'll go to Jamie. Contributors, which is very cool. Newsletters, videos, write for us. You have everything that you need as a safety professional who wants to get their information out. You'll work, and I'll use it, hand in glove with Safopedia to come up with an article with something that is truly beneficial to your profession, your safety community. And Safopedia is not going to let you just sort of be that, you know, lone wolf out there. You have a place to go at Safopedia. Is that right?
100%. It is really for that safety-minded individual. It's all about them. It's the unsung hero, you know. I know we're trying to wrap up, but that safety person in the field, at least when I was in the field, people see them as the safety cop, and you don't know what I'm doing, and get out of here.
Right.
And that's it's a pretty tough situation to be in. So we're really trying to shine the light on these individuals that really are trying to make the world a safer place. And any safety-minded individual out there, it's a team effort.
Love it.
We all want the same thing. We want to go home to our families.
I love it. 100%. That's a beautiful and wonderful purpose. Okay, you Industrial Talk listeners out there, you do. Even if you're not into safety, there's just a ton of information out there. It's mind-blowing. I don't know how you guys at Safopedia deal with that, because it's well-written. You can navigate. I mean, I can find anything that I want with ease. And that's an incredible product. You guys, wonderful. Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate your time. And we've been having some technical difficulties, not on this one, but the other ones that we tried. And you've been a tremendous trooper. Appreciate it.
Hey, no, thank you.
All right, guys, hang tight. I will wrap it up on the other side. And thank you once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. You guys are wonderful. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you industrial professionals out there, that is Jamie Young. He is, of course, the COO and co-founder of Safopedia. You got to be nuts. You got to be nuts not to go out to that platform and find out more. It's free. The price is right. And boy, is the content rich. So thank you very much, Jamie, for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I know that the listeners and I am honored. And if you want to get a hold of me, you know where to go. That is industrialtalk.com. And over to the right on the menu area, it says get a hold of me. So get a hold of me, because I want to talk to you. I really appreciate what you guys do. It's because of you and your innovation that you are changing the world. That is how passionate I am about you. That is how passionate I am about this particular platform and providing the information you need to be a success and interacting with people who want you to be a success as well. So thank you very much. And we will talk again next week. Remember, go big. And we are producing those podcasts specific for industrial marketing, branding, sales, and so on. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful week, and we will talk again.